Welcome to Creative Industries. My name is Tara Brabazon. This course is offered at Murdoch University in the School of Media, Communication and Culture. This is the first audio recording to help students through this course. These recordings are not a replacement for lectures and lecture attendance, or indeed the reading of the external study guide. Instead, they're short summaries using the potential of sonic media to introduce the topics and ideas through this course. Obviously, though, there's no replacement for attendance at the lectures and tutorials, and also completing the reading for my internal students. For my external students, reading your specially prepared study guide and reader is absolutely crucial. Thank you very much, though, for being part of this course. I wish you every success, and please don't hesitate to contact me. As this course is new, I really appreciate your feedback and your ideas. Now, to the title and topic, Creative Industries. Creative Industries charts one of the great academic success stories of the last 9 years or so. This course explores if, how, and why creativity operates in our new social and economic environment. The shadow of terrorism of September 11 creates a brittle and frightening political environment which shades and darkens many of the topics in this course. Our aim is to ask, though, what is creativity? What are the creative industries? Can economic growth and development, let alone social justice, be found in these industries? During the semester, students' analytical sensibilities will be sharpened, and I'm going to probe and question your taken-for-granted truths. This course develops skills, important skills, in analysis, in research, in writing, but most importantly, in interpretation. By the end of this course, there are particular things I would like you to be able to do. Firstly, and most importantly, I want to make sure that you can define and evaluate what are the creative industries. But secondly, I want you to ask and be able to answer a more difficult question, to explore why the creative industries have grown in visibility in the last 10 years. So ask, I suppose, why now? I would also like you to predict the future, to postulate the future directions, potentials and problems for creative industries. There are also some great skills that I want you to develop. Skills are important these days. Most importantly, I want you to increase your range of reading and research, how you read, what you read. I want you to learn how to access policy documents. I want you to work with ease with critical theory, journalism, and popular culture. I also want you to develop diverse modes of writing. I want you to be able to do policy analysis, theoretical interpretation, historiography, and cultural critique. I also want you to develop skills and knowledge not only to critique or question the creative industries, but to become active workers in these fields. Now, your course that you're about to undertake is structured in two parts. The first part is concepts. The second part is contexts. Now, our second part, surprise, surprise, builds on the preceding part. It's therefore very, very important that you gain and have a really good sense of the conceptual frameworks, the terms, the ideas assembled in the initial section. So please, if you have any problems with these terms and ideas, send me an email, come and see me, give me a call, and we'll talk through any problems you may have. Now, no textbook is required for creative industries. I think textbooks are forces of darkness. But that does make the reader extremely important. Now, your assignments are based primarily on the reader. That is, you actually don't need any further reading. You don't need to go beyond the reader. You cannot Google your way through this course. I promise you. The reader is your primary source of information. Another thing that's very important to me is I hate the idea of teaching people abstract knowledge. Abstract knowledge is of no use to anyone. My goal is to teach you something, a paradigm, a theory, a term, and then to apply it to the world around us. But please remember, this is a first year course. No one, least of all me, is expecting you to be an expert in creative industries after 13 weeks. Also know that you can be selective in how you answer your assignments. I promise you, we have no marking key. We don't have an assumption in our head about how you will answer your essays. There are many, many ways that you can answer these questions. And if you don't like a topic, say you don't like fashion or you don't like music, know that the next week there'll be sport, or the week after there'll be something on the iPod. So complete a brief review of the reading and then just simply move on to another area of interest. I promise you, there'll be something of interest for you in this course. I wish you every success through this semester, and thank you very much for being a part of this journey, the first journey of creative industries at Murdoch University.